Lecture 47, The Collapse of Communism.
We've been examining, in the past two lectures, the post-World War II era in Europe, beginning with the Cold War, which established the international context for European politics and European economic development from 1945 to the present, and also then the move within the Western European countries. In the late 1940s, and working throughout the 1950s, 60s, and beyond to establish the framework for some form of integrated European economy and even the possibility of some sort of integrated, even united, West European state. In this lecture, we turn our attention to the Eastern Bloc, the Soviet Union and those states that resided behind what Churchill had referred to in 1946 as the Iron Curtain. We want to examine the evolution of socialist policies in the East, and then to turn our attention to one of the most dramatic, unforeseen, unpredicted events, indeed, in all of 20th century Europe, and that was the sudden collapse of the communist system in Europe in the late 1980s, early 1990s. The Soviet Union, at the close of the Second World War, was devastated. It had emerged victorious from the war through unbelievable effort on the part of the Soviet people and the Soviet leadership. But the economy of Russia was reeling. Its western sections, vast areas of western Russia, devastated by combat, by the German occupation, 22 million dead. Somehow Russia was going to have to rebuild itself and establish itself as a Soviet state, a power in Europe and the world, beyond the military power that had catapulted the Soviet armies westward to Berlin. The last years of Stalin's reign then, from 1945 to 1953, were concentrated on rebuilding the Soviet economy, which meant, to a very great extent, stripping Eastern European states of needed industrial plants that were dismantled, taken to the Soviet Union, to strip the Soviet zone in Germany also of industrial establishments to be reconstructed in the Soviet Union, to demand reparations, as we've seen, from Germany, not only from the Eastern but also the Western zones, in an attempt to revitalize, to rebuild the Soviet economy. The economic recovery in it, the Soviet Union would recover, and this with the same forced zeal that had characterized the 2 5-year plans of the pre-war era and the enormous effort made during the Second World War. The Soviet Union would recover economically, would certainly be able to project its power internationally, but it would be matched at home by a new round of ideological repression. During the Second World War, the Soviet Union had relaxed its heavy-handed control over domestic life. It's an interesting case that in Nazi Germany, a regime which one might argue had far greater popular support among the people than had the Soviet Union, the regime during the war had escalated its controls. Germany during the Second World War had become an SS state, dominated by the National Socialist to a far greater extent than the pre-war era. In the Soviet case, the war had led to a relaxation of controls, indeed a relaxation of controls over the church, the use of nationalist rhetoric, fighting for Mother Russia against the barbarians from the West. Now, after the war, rather than a continued relaxation, one saw the reimposition of strict controls on Soviet life. The regime appeared to be, in fact, on the verge of a new round of purges when Stalin died in 1953. The man who had shaped the Soviet Union since the 1920s, since the death of Lenin in the mid-1920s, the man who had crafted the 2 5-year plans, who had led Russia through this titanic struggle against fascism, had at last passed from the scene. Could the Soviet Union survive without Joseph Stalin, a man who had created a vast empire domestically all across Russia, a political system that was very largely tailored to his own personality.